Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears pink smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. Frankie adds cherry tomatoes to a plate of deviled eggs. She opens the refrigerator. Guy enters carrying his shoes.
Ah! Ah! Holy Mother of Jesus in a tank!
Oh, man. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't do that. Put some tabs on your feet so I can hear you coming.
Well, you saw me last night. I'm kind of surprised you're surprised.
It's still shocking to find you standing here in the cold light of day. Every day. Every single day.
I'm here a lot, huh?
Sure, have a deviled egg. Somebody in my class can do without.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop by Monty's and get you a dozen mini quiches, because I know you're a vegetarian.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, no. Where's my cantaloupe I cut up for my class last night?
Don't look at me. Now, wait. You might want to look at me. Might be my ambient eating.
Isn't it supposed to be ambient sleeping?
No, it's great. I sleep. I also ambient eat. I also order shoes online. I got these on Ambien. Four times.
Grace enters.
Hey, I'll pick you up at 7 for sushi.
See you then.
And I'll get you those mini quiches and a cantaloupe.
I'm going to have to put a lock on the refrigerator door.
Well, he's only here at night and in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon.
Yeah, his grazing hours. He's like a water buffalo. I just never know when he's going to pop up somewhere. And sometimes I like to walk around without a bra. Or shirt. Or pants. Don't you think you're going too fast with this guy?
Are you ever going to get tired of that joke?
No.
You know, at my age, I only have one speed. Breakneck. Of course, I don't call it that, because it is a very real fear.
But you're going away with him. You just signed the divorce papers. Before jumping in with both feet, don't you want to find out if this is just a rebound with this guy? I am getting tired of it.
You know, maybe it started off as a rebound thing, but what's wrong with him? No, I mean, tell me, what's wrong with him?
Well, we know he Ambien eats. What else are we going to find out?
He ate his friend. I mean, we do know a fair bit about the darker side of Guy. I mean, how much worse can it get?
Touché.
And you know what else? It doesn't matter. I am so lucky to have somebody. Do you know what most women our age are dealing with besides sagging breasts and chin hairs? Men who date younger women because they don't have sagging breasts and chin hairs.
Frankie touches her chin.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Yes. That I have somebody that doesn't care about that stuff. He appreciates my maturity and my wisdom.
Grace eats a tomato.
Well, fine. Do what you want. But your boyfriend owes me $900 in cheese.
At Robert and Saul's.
I feel dirty.
Look, Jeff and Peter are letting us taste their appetizers. That's all. No one's making any commitments.
But we should tell Diane that we're tasting other people's appetizers for our wedding. Caterers talk.
We're just tasting. It's all above board.
But be honest, it's a slippery slope. If we like what we taste, we'll make promises. And then we'll sneak around behind Diane's back until we find the courage to tell her it's over. It'll be the last 20 years all over again with crab cakes.
Saul, I'm answering the door. And if we love Jeff and Peter's appetizers more than Diane's, then I will call her myself.
Yes, you will. But do you think she'll still like us?
No, but we have enough friends.
Grace polishes a silver tray. Byron stands in the doorway watching.
I have fond memories of this doorway.
Oh. Oh, well, just so you know, I met a man, actually. He's a boyfriend. My boyfriend. you know, we had that talk, and you know, it's very, we're committed.
I'm happy for you. I just came down to say goodbye.
Oh, you're...
leaving. I'll be keeping a low profile. Very low. Won't be reachable.
Where are you going?
A bit south.
Of San Diego? That's Mexico.
I'm happy that a man appreciates you. You should be savored.
Byron grabs her arms and kisses her. Frankie walks in carrying Homer's chicken painting. She ducks and peeks at them over the painting. She backs up. Byron releases Grace and leaves.
Whoa.
Christ in a cab!
You didn't see anything.
Oh, really? It's my hearing that sucks. My vision is just fine.
Don't look at me!
That is my student, Grace.
It was nothing.
It's completely inappropriate. Practically sexual harassment.
What are you talking about? He's a grown man.
Oh, are there others? Did you go after Tito? How about Homer? It's my job to protect them.
It was just a little goodbye kiss.
Goodbye? When was hello?
It was the day of the earthquake.
What is happening in this house?
I don't know.
Your boyfriend, who you're practically marrying, just left here.
First of all, nobody's getting married. And second of all, I didn't kiss Byron. He kissed me.
What about the first time?
That one I might have participated in.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, honestly, it never occurred to me. I mean, I didn't think we were friends that told each other things like that.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, no, not at the time. Why, did you?
Not really. What about now? Are we friends like that yet?
Are we?
I don't know. But I'll make some tea, and you're gonna tell me everything.
Oh, I haven't told a living soul about this.
I'm so honored. Okay, spill it, sister.
I came home, God knows where you were, and there was a man in the kitchen.
Byron.
Yeah, he was sitting right there eating a ham sandwich.
Oh, he loves ham. I have to admit, he is a looker. I would not want to sexualize a student, but you're welcome to. Go ahead.
His eyes are really intoxicating.
Newman-esque, am I right?
A young Robert Shaw.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Yeah?
The trouble with the shark is he's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes like a dog's eyes.
You got city hands, Mr. Hooper.
Not so much. Just tell me the story.
Well, it was daytime, and I had picked up the mail, and I was walking to the kitchen.
In the studio.
Hi, what are you doing?
Oh, my God, Frankie, it's crazy here. There's food everywhere.
Jeff carved strawberries that look just like roses. Uncanny.
Okay, but you're not the only one that's got stuff going on. There's stuff happening here, too. Big stuff.
What stuff?
I'm just saying that major stuff is happening.
Like what?
If you'd seen it, your eyes would have caught on fire. Grace kissed a convict.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Grace's face was smooshed up against Byron's face. Their lips were attached.
The murderer?
No, Grand Theft Auto. You know, with the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can understand that.
I know, right?
Isn't Grace still dating Guy?
Yes, that's what makes it even crazier. Guy left to get me some of those little quiches. Next thing I know, Grace is kissing Byron.
Grace? Our Grace?
Yes, and apparently it was not the first time. I mean, she's insatiable.
Robert gestures talking, then cuts.
It's the best little whorehouse in Texas over here.
That's totally insane. Frankie, I have to go. We're plating the food.
Okay, fine.
She tosses her phone on the work table. She plops on the sofa.
I plate things, too.
The men carry plates to the dining room.
Incredible. Grace kissed one of Frankie's convicts today.
My Grace?
That's what I said. And apparently it wasn't the first time.
How the hell did that happen?
Well, you should see the convict.
Really?
He's the siren, and she's not single.
Good for her. She deserves some fun.
Wait a minute.
She's dating your friend Guy.
They're not married.
But they're together, and she's just kissing anyone who wanders into the house.
But we don't know the circumstances, do we? So who are we to judge?
Is that what you think? You think there's a gray area? We never kissed anyone but each other. Did we?
Robert heads to the dining room. In a movie theater, a message from Barry. They have one box of Milk Duds left, and someone is in line ahead of me.
Do what must be done. Just get them. Exclamation point.
Bud and Coyote sit behind Bree.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, Bree.
No. 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 Guys, please go away. Really?
You with anyone?
No.
Want to sit with us?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm with someone.
Ooh, what's this guy's problem?
Please, please go away.
No, wait. The last one was Racist Dave.
I loved Racist Dave.
Feeling was mutual.
And before him was Ambiguous Andrew and Micropenis Paul.
Yeah, it's a war out here.
So what's this guy's deal? Does he smell like a cat?
Does he have a cat?
Is he a cat?
Yes, he's a cat, and his name is go to a different fucking movie.
It's not gonna fucking happen.
No, I won.
Minor casualties.
Barry hands her the Milk Duds. Bud leans between them. Barry stares. Bud nods.
Do we know them?
Afraid that we do.
Do you do magic?
And you are
Coyote.
He offers his hand.
Nwabudike. Can you spell that? Do you want to try?
I've known them my whole life. It's their father who's marrying my father.
Barry frowns.
Did I not tell you about that? It's totally fine. I'm not damaged by that.
The mussel fritters caused a riot at our last event.
Not a riot, Jeff.
A stampede.
Fair enough.
There's a riot going on in my mouth right now.
That's the aioli. Hot pepper and lime.
You kissed someone, is that what you're telling me?
Saul, you must try one of the potato nests.
Robert pops one in Saul's mouth and pats his cheek.
Let's get more wine.
Why? There's plenty here.
Do you want to have an uncomfortable conversation right here?
We need more wine. Please excuse us.
Peter and Jeff exchange a look.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Why not?
Well,
you're tall. Do you have a thyroid problem, family history, pituitary issues?
Nope.
You think you're better than me?
Than I? Maybe a little. I am taller than you, and I have better grammar. So.
Where are you from?
Des Moines.
Okay. I have no opinions on Des Moines.
Parents divorced?
Not currently.
Where do you work?
Barry looks at Bree.
He actually works for me.
That's the problem.
Look, I know. Before you say anything else, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say I'm really crazy about her. Do either of you guys have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
Well. Tall pants, McGrammar glasses put us in our place, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm just going to go back to my real seat.
Pleasure meeting you, inevitable lawsuit, Barry.
You too. You kissed somebody?
It doesn't matter.
Was it more than a kiss?
Robert glances toward the dining room.
Oh, God. It was more than a kiss.
It was 12 years ago, and we were broken up.
You still should have told me.
Saul, please let it go.
That's not how it works. It would be over by now if you told me then. But you didn't, so letting it go might take a while.
So when should I have told you? When it happened and we weren't speaking? Or when we got back together and things were good again?
I don't know!
Okay, fine. You're right. You're absolutely right. I should have told you at the appropriate time, in the appropriate way, but this isn't it. Can we just please get through this evening, Saul? The guys made all that food just for us.
Well, I can't eat now.
Saul walks off.
Hello.
Do you have the hard shell to me over there?
The what?
My suitcase.
I don't know, Grace. I'll have to look.
Okay. What's going on, Robert?
Nothing.
What's wrong? I know that voice. What happened?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Grace, there's a shitstorm over here, all because you kissed a convict.
What? Who told you that?
Saul did, after Frankie told him. And now I'm paying for it. I gotta go, kid. He's beside himself.
Grace storms off. Robert does the same. Grace grabs the TV remote.
Your nature
You told Saul I kissed Byron.
I didn't know it was a secret.
Of course you did.
I have poor impulse control. It's always been a problem.
Oh, please.
It's true. I was once a shoo-in to win the giant produce contest at the fair in Del Mar. But I caved and ate the zucchini in the car on the way over. It's a condition, like irritable bowel syndrome.
I don't want to hear about your problems. I'm a private person. You know that.
Yes.
You deliberately violated me.
I'm sorry. I really am.
I specifically said that I had not told a living soul. You begged me to tell you. And for a half a minute, I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend. I'm your friend with a big mouth.
Well, I don't want a friend with a big mouth. I want a friend I can trust. Count you out.
Oh, please don't count me out. I only told Saul. And it's not like telling a real person. He's like my sister.
Oh, he is the worst person you could tell. He told Robert.
But isn't it a little bit exciting that Robert knows? They think they're having all the fun over there. They need to know that some stuff happens here, too.
No, they don't.
Oh, come on. You were dying to tell me. By the way, did you know that secrets are bad for you? They can give you fibroids. Or is that grief eating? Either way, they are extremely toxic.
Being your friend is toxic.
Okay, you're right. I screwed up. You deserve to be angry. But the only person I told was Saul.
You don't speak to anyone else.
It's not like I blabbed a guy and told him that you were over there kissing ex-convicts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You did what?
Hi, guy.
What did you do this afternoon?
Frankie waves.
I told you there was too much coming and going. You should have made him wear a bell.
Robert eats from a tiny porcelain spoon.
These crab cakes should be illegal.
Crab clusters.
Just tell me who it was.
Robert holds up a hand and sips his wine.
Was it someone I know?
I don't know everyone you know.
That's not answering my question.
Tiger prawn twisters, y'all. Coming up in T-minus 1 minute.
I don't know which is worse, that you did it or that you didn't tell me.
I really wish I hadn't done either.
Correction, 30 seconds.
We know 5 gay people in the world and 2 of them are in the kitchen. My God in heaven, not Peter. You slept with Peter?
Worse. Jeff.
Jeff!
Yes?
Robert covers his face.
So you're telling me that you kissed a convict at 4? I left at 3:50.
It could have been 10 after.
Well, what the hell happened?
Well, I didn't kiss him. He kissed me.
So now you're telling me that a convict forced himself on you?
Yes. Well, no. I wouldn't say force, but forceful.
Let me handle this. I teach art to society's outcasts. It's meaningful work. I derive much joy from it.
Frankie.
Sometimes these outcasts, society's forgotten, end up in the kitchen, and this one just happened to kiss Grace. It's no biggie. Everybody should go about their business. Yeah. Are those my teeny quiches?
Yeah, it didn't mean anything, Guy. I mean, it's not something that's ever going to happen again.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I just don't feel like sushi right now.
Guy hands Frankie the cantaloupe and leaves.
Are you happy now?
No, I'm not happy. Don't say that.
It's what you wanted, isn't it?
No, it isn't what I wanted. He'll be back.
I mean it, Jeff. Take your fritters and go.
Actually, leave the fritters and the crab cake clusters, please.
It was one night, Saul. And if it's any consolation, we were not compatible.
It's not any consolation at all.
My God, what's the point of being gay?
I didn't know there was a point.
Oh, come on. If you can't shed the conventions of a hetero life, where's the fun?
I'm not gay in order to shed conventions. I'm gay because I love this man. This one, the one you didn't much enjoy sleeping with.
You can still love Robert.
I still love Jeff.
Is that how you feel?
I feel it's time for Jeff and Peter to go. I'm sorry, fellas, but obviously Saul and I have some serious talking to do.
What about my walk?
We'll get it later.
That was maybe the most violent movie I've ever seen.
I know. Next time we should save the $30 and just smack each other in the face.
Aw, so that means there's a next time?
Hey, I'm sorry for my butt in coyote.
I don't know, it's cool, you know? You're really lucky.
Am I?
Yeah. Those guys are like brothers. They're really looking out for you.
Yeah, I guess they can be sort of sweet.
She kisses Barry. Coyote throws candy at them.
Asswipe!
Some milk duds?
Oh shit, she's taking the heels off!
Come on, milk buds!
Oh. No, no, no!
She shoves her heels at Barry and sprints off.
I'll just be here.
Grace puts dishes away.
Hi.
How are you doing? I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I walked out. Just needed some time to think.
That's understandable.
Well, it's not your fault. I mean, the guy kissed you.
I'm sorry it happened. It will never happen again. He's on the lam now. But that's neither here nor there.
You know, so I had to wander around out there and try to figure out why this is bothering me so much.
It didn't mean anything.
Well, no, it meant something to me. And I came to realize that I don't want anyone else kissing you.
Oh, my goodness. So sincere.
I've never been jealous. I've never been possessive. And anytime anyone felt that way about me, I was usually on the first plane and got the hell out of there. So that's not what I'm feeling here. Grace, you're the first thing that I think about when I wake up in the morning. And you're the last thing I think about when I go to sleep at night.
It makes sense. You just have to roll over on your right side lately, and there I am.
I'm trying to tell you something here. I'm falling in love with you.
She puts her arms around his neck. Saul sits at the island, a cup of tea in both hands. Robert appears in his pajamas.
You know what they say about drinking alone?
That there's twice as much to drink. It's valerian.
Need something stronger?
Just trying to quiet the head.
Me too.
Robert opens the refrigerator. He removes a stack of plastic containers.
If I could undo it, believe me, I would.
You and Jeff? Well, that's good to know. But that's not what's bothering me. Not what's bothering me the most, at any rate.
I'm here. Talk to me. And try the noodles.
All those things everyone said. What's the point of being gay if you're going to live a conventional life?
I'm not the one that said them. Jeff and Peter certainly don't speak for me.
But have you honestly thought about this? Did we really spend all those years and fight our way out of one box just to climb into another?
There are a lot of ways to be a couple. We just have to find the best way for us.
You don't think we're doing this wrong?
No. I don't think so.
So, you're fine never sleeping with anyone again? Or Jeff?
Oh, God, yes.
But you're not just doing this for me?
I waited 20 years for you. I'd wait another 20 if I had to.
Robert caresses Saul's cheek with his knuckles.
There is no one else for me.
Saul kisses Robert's hand.
You were the prize I won.
Robert feeds the noodles to Saul.
Oh my God, why is this so good?
It's criminal, right?
We're going to hire those idiots, aren't we?
I'll call Diane.
Grace sits in an armchair with a book. Frankie takes the chair next to her. She carries a videotape.
I know you're on a vocal fast from me, and I wholeheartedly accept that. But I want to apologize sincerely for telling Saul about you and Byron.
Friends do not betray confidences.
I know. It was not cool of me. But I'm happy Guy came back, and I want to make it up to you.
You're moving out?
I owe you one of my most embarrassing secrets. And you can tell whomever.
What the hell is that?
It's a sex tape from the 80s of me and Saul. Do whatever you want with it. Call Robert, tell the kids. Put it on the 6 o'clock news if you like.
Can I burn it?
Please do. Watching yourself have sex is so much better in your mind than it is on film.
I appreciate the gesture. I cannot believe I'm asking this, and I dread the answer, but what on earth possessed you to make that?
It was a crazy night. We just returned from Plato's retreat. We still had our gladiator costumes on.
Oh, you're kidding.
I wish I were.
The sword belt and the sandals and everything?
And the shields. We had to put those down at one point. But what can I say? The spirit moved us. It was a say yes night.
What's that?
That's a night where you go out and you say yes to everything, except one thing, which I won't do.
Where can we get a VCR?
Oh, I'm not watching it again.
Oh, yes, you are. It's no fun if you're not watching it with me.
How about I give you another secret and $50 and we don't watch the tape?
Okay, but I get to decide if the secret's good enough.
Okay. I once made out with a monkey.
You did not.
One of the monkeys, Mickey Dolenz.
Oh, no, he's the worst one.
Not with his tongue.
Oh, God.
Moving away from the house. She told me that she loved me. Fade to black.
Up next, the bachelor party. Bud and Coyote ask Brianna and Mallory to help them throw Sol in Robert's bachelor party. Grace offers to do anything to cheer up Frankie.